Aloha, and welcome to another subject-specific class overview. Today we're talking about best practices for a service business. We always have competitions, whether it be at school for grade point averages, or the Olympics for who's the best athlete, or Britain's Got Talent or other shows like that, or who's got the best voice. We always want to know who's the best of the best. Top Gun. This particular class identifies for the service department various approaches that have been taken by dealers all across the world that are viewed as best practices. We've touched on the standards of performance in another subject-specific class. This one is going to take those standards and push them to a best practice, a stretch goal. So we define and describe all aspects of the service department. All of the processes, ordering parts, posting labor, opening work orders, scheduling labor, tracking labor, etc. And each of them has been dealt with by showing and highlighting a best practice. This, what it looks like when it's right, on steroids, shows you all of the people that make the best out of the circumstances that they're given. We look at service operations, we look at service finance, we look at service customer service, we look at customer retention. We look at all aspects of profitability. Every single one of these points will lead you to be thinking about how you do things and how you can adapt and adjust your operation to reflect the best practices that we expose in this particular class. This is a complicated issue. We try and tell you, show you, how each of these things can be done. But your case is unique. You're the final arbiter. You need to be able to take the information from this class and bring it alive on your shop floor in your service business. I hope this explanation helped you better understand what this class is all about. Best practices is extremely important. I look forward to talking with you about another subject-specific class in the near future. Mahalo.